Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Let's talk about the human rights violations taking place or took place in the Alexandra Township. Joining us this morning, Mr. Boang Jones, Provincial Manager at the South African Human Rights Commission. Good morning. How are you?
Hello.
Good morning. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Thank you. Apologies. Thank you for the opportunity.
All right. So the Human Rights Commission will look, and in fact did, I hope yesterday, conduct a joint inspection with government in Alexandra, north of Johannesburg. And of course, the commission is trying to assess the progress of implementing directives following its joint report with a public protector in July of last year. And that was the report that recommended that government urgently intervene to correct human rights violations in the township. So what were the human rights violations that were found?
Well, in 2021, to be specific, in July, we issued a report in which we made findings or human rights violations, findings against state respondents. We found that the state had violated the right to housing, clean environment, health, water, and sanitation, education of the people of Alex. And the commission issued specific directives to all the state respondents to correct the violations. And the visit yesterday was intended to assess progress made by all state respondents and other organs of state in correcting the violations and attending to the distinctive needs of the people of Alex. Yesterday we observed that there hasn't been any significant changes, that the people of Alex still live in a state of decay and under deplorable conditions, and we have decided to convene a broader stakeholder engagement in May of this year, where government will formally have to respond to all the issues that we highlighted in our report and to the information that we gleaned from yesterday's inspection.
So in other words, has there been any progress? I mean, you say not significant. Well, has there been any progress at all?
Well, there are pockets of improvement. And we had hoped yesterday we would get a full briefing. But as we speak, we have not yet received a consolidated response from all organs of state. There are still challenges when it comes to bylaw enforcement in the area. There are still challenges when it comes to illegal structures that are being erected on sidewalks or pavements. The city of Johannesburg is still failing to discharge its municipal functions and constitutional responsibilities in terms of refuse removal, providing decent sanitation and uninterrupted water supply to the residents of Alex. So these are some of the issues that we will be discussing, hopefully receiving a periodic report, because we are enjoined or required by the Constitution and our own Act to monitor the progressive realization of socioeconomic rights.
What's interesting is I keep coming back to, excuse me, a conversation that I had with the new Johannesburg mayor, Dr. Mpho Palatsi, and she was saying that one of the things that sort of stuck with me during our conversation was that she was working as a doctor in Alex, in the township, and she realized that she was almost, well, because she was a doctor as well, but I mean to use the metaphor, but she was dealing with the symptoms, not the problem. And the problem goes a lot deeper than just fixing what we see in front of us. What's your thoughts on that? I mean, when you look at what's going on in terms of people living under terrible conditions, is it about fixing the conditions, or is it about actually addressing the systemic problem that is causing some of these issues?
I think it's important to also address the underlying causes of the current conditions that people have to endure. One of the key issues in Alex is access to land and the interdict that has stopped further development in Alex. There's a group called Alexandra Property Owners Association. They obtained an interdict against government, and they want to be compensated. And some of the discussions that are underway are to see if the government can't compensate them or involve them in future developments in Alex. The other issue is internal migration or influx of people from other countries and from other parts of the country who come to Joburg looking for opportunities. And because of the lawlessness that continues to prevail in Alex, people end up squatting and erecting illegal structures, hoping to be close to fentanyl. So there are still a number of challenges in Alex that require a holistic approach by government. And we believe it is possible for government to turn the situation around, but it will take a multi-sectoral approach. It also takes time for government to really turn the situation around. But it is possible for Alex to be changed for the better. There are pockets of land that have been identified by government for future development, and we hope that this will help to unlock the potential that Alex has and to ensure that people in Alex live in dignity.
Do we have a problem with, I mean, I know you mentioned the foreign nationals. Is there a problem or is there a concern about potential xenophobic violence at any point again?
We've seen in the recent past leaders of the so-called Operation Dudula movement, when Alex, when the different informal markets trying to chase away a foreign national. So it is a concern for the Commission that there may be a recurrence of what happened in 2008, and that's why we need all state actors to work with us, to work with communities, to find lasting solutions. Alex is a ticking time bomb. It's all the social economic conditions and issues that continue to afflict this community are not addressed.
Yeah, that is a major, major concern. But very important that that you are highlighting it, that you are holding government accountable for it and trying to better lives of people around us. That is Mr. Boeng Jones, Provincial Manager at the South African Human Rights Commission, talking to us about the human rights violations and problems in Alexandra Township. It is 8:53. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.